Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 20th. According to a series of tweet replies, Elon Musk announced that Tesla's battery day is being delayed again until after July 7th, and that it might be combined with Tesla's annual investor meeting, which will also be delayed. What was originally going to be held in April as a Tesla company talk has been renamed, moved, and hyped several times. At one point, it was said to be the most exciting day in Tesla's history. After a series of delays, mostly due to COVID-19 and subsequent responses, the announcement for the official date is expected to come right after Independence Day. Tesla has made the 19th of June, or Juneteenth, a U.S. company holiday with unpaid vacation time. Tesla sent an email to employees telling them that they could take the day off. Quote, Tesla fully supports Juneteenth for any U.S. employee that wants to take the day off to celebrate, reflect, or participate in events that are meaningful to you. This move appears to be last minute, since the email was sent to employees on the morning of June 19th. Tesla has started pushing a new software update to enable cars to automatically drive through green lights under the new traffic light and stop sign control feature. Earlier this year, Tesla had started to push an autopilot update with the ability to detect and stop at traffic lights and stop signs. While the vehicle will automatically stop at a red light or a stop sign, it wouldn't go through an intersection when the light was green. It required the driver to press the stop or the accelerator as a confirmation for the vehicle to proceed. But now, Tesla writes in an update to early access drivers, quote, This software update contains improvements to our new traffic light and stop sign control feature. Your vehicle will no longer require driver confirmation to continue through green lights while there is a lead vehicle ahead of you and not in a turn lane. Every driver is responsible for remaining alert and active when using autopilot and must be prepared to take action at any time. A Tesla Model 3 has been modified with a solar roof as part of Lightyear's solar car development program. Lightyear is a Dutch startup focusing on efficiency and solar power as they develop a car of their own. The company announced, quote, Hitting the roads this week, Lightyear released two research vehicles with its signature solar technology. The company has equipped its solar technology onto a Volkswagen Crafter LCV and seamlessly integrated a solar roof onto a Tesla Model 3. They go on to say, quote, This testing is deemed crucial to ensure a safe, reliable, and durable solar system that will last the lifetime of Lightyear's cars and other vehicles that utilize the solar roofs. Speaking of solar panels, Tesla has released a new, more powerful solar panel and slashed the price of its solar installations as it attempts to ramp up its energy division. At the time of writing the initial article, Tesla is still updating its solar panel configurating, and the price doesn't really make sense, since an 11.3-kilowatt system is listed as just $10,000. Now, for comparison, in California, Tesla had previously listed just a 7.5-kilowatt solar system for almost double the price at $19,500. Now, more specific pricing will be available once the configurator is fully updated, so stay tuned for updates. Andrei Karpathy, Tesla's head of AI, participated in a CVPR20 workshop on scalability in autonomous driving. During the presentation, he gave an update on the status of Tesla's program and talked about the scalability challenges. Quote, Speaking of scalability, this is a much harder problem to solve, but when we do essentially solve this problem, there's a possibility to beam this down again to millions of cars on the road. Whereas building out these LiDAR maps on the scale that we operate in with the sensing that it does require would be extremely expensive. Where you can't just build it, you have to maintain it, and the change detection of this is extremely difficult. He went on to describe the competitor's map-based approach as non-scalable. You can watch his full presentation on our site, electrek.co. Since its unveiling, the Cybertruck is going to have its first public debut at a reopening of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. They write, quote, The Peterson Automotive Museum, which reopens to the public on Friday, June 19th, will display the Tesla Cybertruck in its lobby for a limited time. For 1 week, June 20th to 27th, guests of the museum will have a chance to view the prototype electric vehicle during its first stationary public display since being revealed at a private event in Los Angeles on November 21st, 2019. Now, with these new measures in place due to the pandemic, the museum is only giving access to ticket holders. Electrek's Fred Lambert is there, presumably at the very instant that I'm recording this podcast. What if he's listening right now, at the museum? Oh, heavy man. An Audi e-tron S prototype with a tri-motor electric powertrain has been spotted by Automotive News testing its performance at the Nuremberg racetrack. The e-tron S is equipped with three electric motors, two of which are located on the rear axle, and together they output 370 kilowatts of power under Audi's boost mode. It results in 973 newton-meters of torque as it achieves a 0 to 100 kilometers in about 4.5 seconds. Audi claimed that it will be the first electric car worldwide with three motors in mass production. However, they did not elaborate on the timing of the release. Calculating the number of miles remaining on an electric vehicle has been a challenge for many automakers. And Ford now claims that its intelligent range feature has solved the problem, using crowdsourced data, weather, and a vehicle's energy consumption history. According to Mark Pohl, Ford's EV charging user experience manager, Ford will have two systems, one for local and another for long trips. For local driving, Ford studies the specific vehicle's typical driving habits for a day of the week, time blocks within each day, traffic conditions on your route, and outside temperature. Ford will use data sourced from voluntary drivers who sign up for Ford's connectivity plan. And Ford is basing its range numbers on a complete picture of the route based on multiple trips and other Mach-E drivers. The range information for longer trips has yet to be specified, since the feature won't be ready for prime time until mid-2021. After months of reports that Volkswagen was struggling with software problems, the company announced that it will develop its own operating system and software platform. Christian Seniger, chief executive of Volkswagen Car.Software Organization, said that the move would apply the innovations seen in smartphones to Volkswagen automobiles. In a roundtable discussion after the presentation, Seniger was asked if the software problems with the ID.3 have been effectively resolved, and if there has been any impact on the upcoming ID.4. Seniger replied, quote, "We are at the forefront and starting a very forward, unique solution that software becomes its own product in the automotive industry. We are moving away from a software project as part of a vehicle program into a software product, which is permanently developed." Now, in a press release, Seniger also was quoted as saying, "By 2025, we want to increase our share of our car software to 60%. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, the Vatican released a 225-page manual for church leaders and workers on the need to protect nature, life, and defenseless people. According to Reuters, quote, "The manual urges Catholics to defend the rights of local populations to have a say in whether their land can be used for oil or mineral extraction, and the right to take strong stands against companies that cause environmental disasters or overexploit natural resources such as forests." The UK's largest onshore wind farm, in terms of annual electricity output, will go forward. The 103-turbine Viking 443-megawatt project will be located in the Shetland Islands. The Scottish energy company SSE Renewables project will cost £580 million and create up to 400 jobs at peak of construction, with a further 35 full-time permanent jobs. After a decades-long recovery program, giant tortoises return to their Galapagos Island. Here's a selection from the video provided by Reuters.
Meet Diego, a tortoise around 100 years old, who is somewhat of a hometown hero. And now, Diego and his 14 companions are headed for the final leg of their journey back into the wild after decades of breeding in captivity. Renowned for his fertility, Diego alone has fathered some 800 of the 2,000 offspring born in the Galapagos Islands Tortoise Repopulation Program.
A circuit judge in Leon County, Florida, dismissed a lawsuit that was filed by eight young people against the state of Florida over burning fossil fuels and thus causing climate change. Judge Kevin Carroll said the young people made a compelling argument, but that it was a political problem to solve, so he dismissed the case. The group will take the case to Florida's First District Court of Appeals shortly. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the World Wildlife Fund International have declared that pandemics are the result of humanity's destruction of nature. Heads of those organizations told The Guardian, quote, "The illegal and unsustainable wildlife trade, as well as the devastation of forests and other wild places, were still the driving forces behind the increasing number of diseases leaping from wildlife to human." United Nations Climate Change has released a video called Show Your Stripes, which features warming stripes graphics that visually represent the change in temperature as measured in each country from 1901 to 2019. Going from blue to red, each stripe represents the average temperature over a year. And if you're curious, across the globe, the last decade is colored red and maroon. The Environmental Protection Agency will not regulate perchlorate as a drinking water contaminant, which the U.S. Government Accountability Office found in the presence of water, soil, or sediments of 45 states. According to the Food and Drug Administration, manufactured perchlorate can be found in rocket propellants, explosives, fireworks, and road flares. Betsy Sutherland, a former director of the EPA Office of Water, said, quote, "This is unconscionable. Once again, EPA has proven it has abandoned its mission to protect public health." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, CityQ begins taking reservations for their vehicle known as a car e-bike. In brief, it's an e-bike on the inside and a four-wheeled enclosure on the outside. The founder, Morten Reining, explained in a statement provided to Electrek, quote, "CityQ is an e-bike with the comfort and technology of a car and with the benefits of a bicycle. You can cycle two children and luggage door to door without having to worry about bad weather, car traffic, or parking issues. With a pair of batteries, the car e-bike can travel around 70 to 100 kilometers, which is 43 to 62 miles per charge. After 3 years of development, the CityQ car e-bike is now available for pre-order. A €99 deposit will hold your spot in line, and the purchase price is expected to be north of €6,000 or $6,700 US. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.